fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone
Ranger,
the Cisco Kid.
The challenge of the Yukon.
Hong King, on you, Husky!
Have gun, will travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin.
Tales of the Texas Rangers, starring Joel McRae as Ranger Chaser.
The American West.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Bill Hickok!
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode's going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's November 10th, 1953, and the title is Angry Uncles. Now, before we get started, I'm throwing around an idea of starting a separate show, part of my OT Netcast network. Netcast just because podcasts is not just for iPods. So I'm thinking about doing The Shadow, which is another one of my favorite series. I'm not sure what other shows I would want to do, because The Shadow, there is quite a bit that I could do. So if that's something you guys would be interested in, and this would be a weekly show, there's no point in putting a daily show out for The Shadow unless I create an entire series or genre. I don't know what I'll have to look at to it. I don't want to necessarily go detectives, only because Adam does that and I don't want to stomp on him. Dragnet, he's doing. But The Shadow, he says he's not going to do. So, because he doesn't see it as... there's something that he doesn't see. The other one that I was thinking about going ahead and doing was another one of my favorite episodes, or favorite shows, I should say, which is The Green Hornet. So, maybe I'll have to do something, maybe action and adventure, or I don't know. So, send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Let me know what you guys think, and we can see what we can do. Now, let's get into today's episode. I'm sorry for these long intros, but seems like I've got a lot more to say. Again, let's get into today's episode, and hope you guys enjoy.
Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pamelo,
the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Angry Uncles. On the books of almost every town in the country are obscure statutes which, originally conceived to meet some local condition, later seem to have no rhyme or reason. Indirectly, one of these statutes in the old western town of Pine Flats nearly cost the famous Cisco Kid his life. As our story opens, Cisco and his constant companion, Pancho, are just entering the Pine Flats post office.
But, Cisco, how'd you know the mail for Cisco here?
Pancho, I have told you I do not know whether there is any mail for me or not, but I'm going to find out.
Uh-huh.
Have you anything for the Cisco kids, Senor Postmaster?
Yeah, think I have, Cisco. Yeah, here's a letter forward from Adobe City.
And you got some mail for Pancho from Porfirio, Senor Postmaster?
No.
Hey, that cousin in the Lord.
The statute book here where the postmaster's the first select man and... Oh!
Your pardon, senor.
Why don't you look where you're going, you clumsy galoot?
Perhaps you should look where you are going, senor.
Hey, Cisco not run into you. You run into Cisco.
By thunder, I have a good mind.
All right, easy, Sykes. This ain't worth fighting over. Come on.
Next time, keep your eyes open.
I recommend you do the same. Come, Pancho.
I'd like to look at the town statute.
Who that hombre, Cisco?
I've never seen him before, Pancho.
Jeez, funny.
But the hombre with him is Waldo Freeman, a no-good gambler who comes over here a lot from Adobe City.
Mm-hmm.
Enough of them.
Yeah.
Let's stop here in the shade, amigo, and see what this letter says.
Pancho still not see how a letter come here for Cisco.
Pancho, I'll explain once more, and that is all.
Explain.
I have all my mail come to the post office at Adobe City.
See, Adobe City.
Then I leave word with the postmaster at Adobe City where I want my mail forwarded.
Mail forwarded?
In this case, I left word for him to forward it here to Pine Flats.
Oh, see, now Pancho understand. And the postmaster at Adobe City write to everybody Cisco know and say, dear everybody, Cisco now at Pine Flats, no?
No, Pancho, never mind, it's not important. This letter's from Senor Frank Collins.
Senor Collins back east, Cisco?
Si.
What'd he say? Tell Pancho.
Says his daughter Sarah is coming west to Pine Flats to visit his two brothers, Senor Robert and Senor Theodore.
How the senorita visit Senor Robert and Senor Theodore when they not speak to each other, Cisco?
Wait a minute, Chico. Let me finish this.
Go ahead, sir.
Senor Frank writes that he did not tell the senorita his brothers are not on speaking terms for fear she would not take this trip. And he wants us to meet the senorita when she arrives and explain the situation to her.
See, and Senor Robert got a cafe on one side of the street and Senor Theodore got a cafe on the other side of the street.
According to the date of this letter, Pancho, we are too late to meet her at the train.
That's too bad.
She's been here for several days already, I would say.
Then what we do, Cisco, huh?
All we can do is find which uncle she's staying with. Let us attend to that right now, Pancho.
But, Uncle Robert, I've stayed here with you for 2 days. Now, it's only fair for me to go over and stay with Uncle Theodore.
What in blazes you want to go over there for, Sarah? Why, that confounded old rapscallion won't give you nothing decent to eat. He can't cook no more than a lizard can.
Honestly, you two are the limit. How long has it been since you were on good terms with each other?
No, most 10 years.
And all because each one of you thinks he can cook better than the other.
I didn't tell you that was the reason, Sarah.
You don't have to tell me, Uncle Robert. I'm not stupid, you know.
Well, you stay right here and keep away from that... Uh-oh. By George, there goes a customer headed for his place. Let me get my gun.
Your gun? Oh, Uncle Robert.
I gotta get him over here. That fool of Theodore's will kill him.
Now, wait, for goodness sake.
Hey, wait, mister. Don't go into that there cafe. The coffee's no good and the beans are moldy. Come on over here.
Oh, good heavens, Uncle.
What's that? You conniving scoundrel. Shut your mouth.
I'll shut nothing. Don't go there, mister. You'll get poisoned. Come on over here.
Don't you do it, mister. That buzzard don't serve nothing but coyote bait.
Now, look here, Uncle Robert.
Coyote bait, is it? I'll show you, you lying old pack rat.
Uncle Robert, no.
Why, you couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo. Get under cover, you old snake.
I'll blast you, Hodges. The customer did go in there.
That settles it. There's a train out of here in half an hour, and I'm going to be on it.
Now, listen,
yes,
Sarah.
I am. I wouldn't stay here another second.
Now, don't pay no attention to a little harmless shooting.
Harmless shooting? I'm packing my bag right now, and nothing you can say can make me change my mind.
I swear, women are peculiar. Yes, sir, they're plumb peculiar.
Well, that was quite an exhibition, Waldo. How long have those two old galoots been blazing away at each other like that?
I don't know. For a long time, Sykes. Each one of them seems to figure he's bluffing the other with them blank cartridges.
Blank cartridges?
Yeah. Everybody knows each one of them keeps a special gun loaded with blanks. But nobody lets on to either of them about the other.
Hmm. Do they always blast away whenever a customer starts into one of them places?
They do at slack times, like right now. Of course, they ain't got time when each cafe is filled with customers.
Wonder what'd happen if them guns was loaded with real bullets.
Hmm? Real bullets? Well, one of them or both of them would get killed, Sykes.
Yeah. I come to this part of the country, Waldo, because I figure it's going to boom. And I've just made up my mind I'm going to own these two cafes.
They won't sell.
Who said anything about their selling? Whenever I hit a new town, Waldo, I always read over the local laws and statutes. Beats all what you find.
Yeah, you sure looked over that book at the post office, Sykes.
Yeah, and here's what I found. There's an old law that says if a cafe in this town is closed for 24 hours outside of holidays and Sundays, without a week's advance notice being given to the select man, that cafe can be legally taken over by anybody who pays off any back taxes.
Yeah, but suppose them two don't owe any back taxes.
I checked on that, too. They ain't paid any taxes for most 3 years. Friendly with the tax collector, I guess. And another thing, them old galoots do their own cooking, don't they?
Yep. Neither one of them has any help.
All right. So if one of them was laid up, he'd have to close his place.
Yep. Guess that's right, Sykes.
Chances are neither one of them knows about that law. Waldo, go get one of your men to start into that cafe over there. I'll be behind the brush at the corner by this one. And you'll be behind the shed at the corner of the other one. When them two old galoots start blazing away at each other, you and me'll cut loose with real bullets. Drop both of them.
Kinda risky, ain't it, Sykes?
We can time our shots so's their shooting'll cover the noise. I tell you, I'm gonna get those two places. One for a cafe and the other for a gambling hall. Hustle now, Waldo. This is a real chance.
We will try Senor Roberts' place first, Pancho. Then, if the senorita is not here, we will go to Senor Theodore's place.
Pancho here shooting a little while ago, Chisco.
See, they were probably fighting over a customer.
You might just as well save your breath, Uncle Robert. I'm leaving right now.
Goodbye. Senorita mad, Chisco.
See, let us find out the trouble, Pancho. Buenos dias, Senor Robert.
Buenos dias, Senor Robert.
Howdy, boys. Good. Maybe you can reason with Sarah. Go after her, quick.
Reason with her?
She got mad because that old pack rat of a brother of mine and me popped away at each other. Sarah, wait a minute.
Well?
This is the Cisco kid. You heard me speak of him. He wants to talk to you.
But, Senor Robert,
she's on her way to the train. Persuade her to come back, Cisco.
She look at Cisco, she come back, no?
Quieto, Pancho.
Always quieto, Pancho.
I do not know what to say to her, Senor Robert, but I will try.
Go on, then. Quick, she's waiting.
Very well.
Pancho go too. Pancho help.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Buenos dias, senorita.
And that's Cisco, sir.
Yes, I heard you the first time, Uncle Robert.
And Pancho.
Yes.
Cisco killed the senorita, senorita.
What?
Madre mia, Pancho. Pay no attention to me, compañera, senorita. Instead, let me explain. Your uncle, Senor Robert, would like to have you come back.
I'm not going back. Good day.
Now what we do, Cisco?
Go on, follow us, Cisco. Keep talking.
You place me in an awkward position, senor. However, I will try to help. Come, Pancho.
Yes.
One moment, senorita, please.
No.
2 moments, senorita, please.
Pancho.
But Pancho, help, Cisco.
Fine help you are. Senorita, at least let me carry your bag to the station.
I can carry it myself, thank you.
Sarah, hold on. You ain't visited with me yet.
Shut your mouth, you old fool.
Sir, I'll get my gun.
Oh, there they go again. Haven't they any sense at all?
Senorita, for the last time, will you...
Take back, you buzzard!
Take back, you coyote!
Those old idiots.
But, senorita, that means nothing. Now, will you please listen?
Cisco, both senores down the ground, santos.
Madre mia, so they are.
I suppose that's all part of it, too.
No, it is not.
And Pancho think they've been shot, no?
Yeah, look that way, Pancho.
But what?
Come with us, senorita, and hurry. I'm afraid that now you will be needed here. Stand back, amigos. Let us through here, please. Let us through here. I will look at his wound.
Senor Cito shot in the leg, Cisco.
Si.
Here, let me see.
Scoundrel! That blackguard! Somebody go get my rifle. Get my shotgun, too.
Uncle Theodore, stop it.
Now hold still.
Pancho, cut away that pant leg with your knife.
Yes, Cisco.
Oh, has anyone gone for a doctor?
Oh, that is not a serious wound, senorita.
Why, it's plenty bad, Cisco.
See, it may keep you in bed for a few days, but it is not serious. Some of you carry him to his quarters while Pancho and I are looking at Senor Robert.
I'm all right, except for a punctured shoulder. Just let me get at that old pack rat.
Senor Robert lived too, Cisco.
Sounds as if he would.
Oh, thank goodness. But look, you man, please bring Uncle Theodore over to Uncle Robert's quarters.
What?
Yes, that's what I said, and that's what I mean, Uncle Theodore. If I'm to stay here and take care of both of you, I'm not going to keep running back and forth across this street.
You heard what the senorita said, senores. Carry him to Senor Robert's quarters.
No, no, I won't go over there. I won't stay under that.
Oh, yes, you will, too.
He's funny, Cisco.
Then again, it is not so funny, Pancho.
Not so funny.
If Senor Robert and Senor Theodore have started shooting at each other with real bullets, that is serious.
Why, Cisco say, if they shoot at each other with real bullets, Pancho think they do.
Probably you are right, amigo. Just the same, we will not take that for granted, Pancho. As soon as the doctor finishes with Senor Robert and Senor Theodore, we will start asking questions. A lot of questions.
And Cisco's questions are going to uncover a lot more than he even suspected. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Angry Uncles. After feuding across the street for years with insults and blank revolver cartridges over customers going into their respective cafes, the Collins brothers, Robert and Theodore, finally wounded each other with real bullets, or so it seemed. But Cisco is taking nothing for granted. Now, in Robert's quarters, where both old men are being cared for by their niece Sarah, Cisco is asking questions.
Senor Robert, I will ask you first. Did you load your guns with cartridges that had bullets?
No, I didn't. But next time, by Judas, I will. With double-crossing Theodore.
Next time I will, too.
Now, wait, wait.
I'll fill him so full of holes.
Why, you maverick.
Stop it now. Stop it this minute.
Go on, more.
Pancho.
Si, Pancho, no. Quieto, Pancho.
Now, listen to me, both of you. Senor Theodore, do I understand you also did not put bullets in your gun?
Why, of course I didn't. But the next time...
Never mind the next time. So, you both had blanks in your guns as usual.
Well, then, how could they shoot each other, Cisco?
The only answer, senorita, is they did not.
But they...
The doctor found both bullets, did he not?
Yes.
May I see those bullets, please?
Oh, yes. They're right here, Cisco.
Francis. They look to me to be about 44 or 45 caliber, but I'm not sure. I will have them checked at the gunsmith shop down the street. What caliber is your gun, Senor Robert?
It's a 38, Cisco.
And yours, Senor Theodore?
Mine's a 38, too.
Obviously, you could not shoot a 44 or 45 caliber bullet out of a 38 caliber gun.
Do you mean somebody else shot them, Cisco?
That must be the explanation, Senorita.
But who?
That is the question we must answer.
Nobody shoot me but this old pack rat.
Why, you yapping old peekapoo.
Stop it, I said. Good heavens.
I have a great mind to get up out of this bed.
Is that so? Well, I'll meet you halfway.
Oh. No. Lie down, both of you.
But they not want to lie down.
I'll beat the living tar out of you.
Ain't man enough.
Serious.
I'll show you.
Now lie down on those beds, I said. You want to cause yourself serious injury?
All right. Just one more word out of either one of you like that, and I'm leaving. Do you hear me?
Yes, Sarah.
Do you hear me, Uncle Theodore?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, remember.
Bueno, senorita. Pancho, I am going to the gunsmith.
Uh-huh.
You like to cook, and I know Senor Theodore would like to have his cafe kept open.
Yes, I sure would, Cisco. But close this dump up.
Well, by the great...
Excuse me, Sarah.
Excuse me, Sarah.
You and Pancho to keep Senor Theodore's cafe open, Cisco?
See, if you will, Pancho.
Mm-hmm. If I could trust these two not to fight, I could keep Uncle Robert's cafe running.
Why? Why? Cisco, hand me my gun.
Just dare to reach for that gun.
Stop it, stop it, stop it.
See, he stop it, no.
He ain't gonna say another word, Sarah. He ain't worth talking to.
Help turn me over, Cisco. Turn me over so I won't have to look at him.
Come on, Pancho. I think the senorita has her uncles under good control.
Nobody here for Pancho to sell food, too. Food smell good. Oh, Pancho know. Pancho sell food to Pancho. Oh, Gucci's berry pie. It's a good Gucci berry pie. And Pancho see donuts, too. And after Pancho eat the pie, Pancho sell Pancho some donuts, no? Pancho like to keep the cafe open. Buenos dias, senores. Pancho sell you frijoles?
No.
Pancho sell you tortillas?
We ain't here to eat. Oh. We're in here to ask what you're doing in here.
That's right.
Oh, the hombre's from the post office. Hombre running to Cisco.
Never mind that. Come on, answer my question.
Pancho here to keep the coffee open for Senor Theodore.
Oh.
Better take it easy, Sykes. This here is the Cisco kid's partner.
A Cisco kid don't mean nothing to me. Let's have a look at your kitchen, hombre.
Pancho, not like the way you ask, but... Hey, Pancho showed you the kitchen. Follow Pancho. It's a good kitchen, no?
Not bad.
And now Pancho sells you some food?
No, I'm doing the selling with the butt end of this gun. Now that takes care of him. Now we'll drag him out back, and then we'll nail up the door and see that this place stays closed for 24 hours. Grab hold, Waldo.
All right. Hey, huh? Wait a minute, Slice. I hear somebody coming in.
Pancho! Pancho, are you out in the kitchen?
She's coming out here, Sykes.
Get ready to grab her. Get your hand over her mouth so she can't yell out.
Are you out here, Pancho?
Yeah, but he ain't doing no talking.
Hand over her mouth, Waldo. Yeah, I got her. Hold her now.
I'll tear up some of this oilcloth to tie her with.
Give me some for a gag, Sykes.
Yeah, here. Just hang on to her a second more.
Right. I got her.
Might as well take it easy, ma'am. You ain't going to get away. Got that gag in her mouth, Waldo?
Yeah, but it ain't a very good one.
Well, it'll have to do for now. There. She's tied up plenty tight enough.
By thunder, here comes somebody else.
Pancho!
That's the Cisco kid, Sykes.
Let him come on. This time we'll gun him down.
Pancho!
Have your gun ready, Waldo.
I got it. I snaked that gag in the gal's mouth slipping.
Look out, Cisco!
Let him have it, Waldo! Gracias for the warning, senorita.
No, do not shoot again, hombre. I'm using your partner as a shield, but only until I can throw him in your face. There, you both fall very easily. Take this gun out of the way. I'll take that one away from you.
I'll go get the sheriff, Cisco.
Come on, Waldo, we can handle him.
Come on, Cisco.
There is no need to get the sheriff. Just get senorita. Madre mía, there is Pancho on the floor. If you hombres have hurt...
Pancho, grab the carving knife, Waldo.
No, I would not if I were you. Place for you is under that shelf, along with those pots and pans.
Oh!
That's the way, Cisco. Give it to him.
I'll take care of him for the time being. Now I can give my attention to you.
I'll get you, Cisco. I'll kill you.
Anyone who brags like that should be among those pots and pans. Awesome!
Beautiful, Cisco. Beautiful.
Now, rip this oilcloth, senorita. There you are. Now, I'll see to Pancho. All right, Pancho.
Pancho sells you food. Pancho eat the food himself.
He's all right, Cisco.
See, as long as he can think of food, senorita, there is not much wrong with him.
Cisco, hombre, he's hit Pancho.
They will hit no one else for some time to come, Chico. You may depend on that.
What's going on here, Cisco?
Oh, not much, senor sheriff. Just a little trouble with these two hombres. Incidentally, I want to look at their guns. Ah, this is a .44 caliber. So is this. And the gunsmith told me those bullets the doctor removed from Senor Robert and Senor Theodore were both .44 caliber. You had better question both these hombres closely, Senor Sheriff.
Hit Pancho on the head, Senor Sheriff. Look, look, a big lump.
Yes, and they tied me up when I came in here to find Pancho, Sheriff.
I've been watching this Waldo hombre for some time. I don't know the other one.
You had better find out more about him.
I sure will, Cisco.
Grab hold of him, boys. Take him over to jail.
All right.
Now I can believe all the things I've heard about you, Cisco.
See, and more too, senorita. But wait, senores, wait.
Now what?
Pancho runs, senor, see those cafe. Pancho sells you some food.
Oh,
well, all the more food for Pancho. And Pancho finished that goose is very fine, no?
How are the uncles now, senorita?
Oh, they're getting along pretty well, Cisco. They've reached the point now where they'll look at each other.
Well, that is encouraging. Before long, they may even speak to each other.
Who knows? But I do wish you'd talk to them about running just one cafe, Cisco.
Well, if you think it will help.
Oh, I do. They both have a very great admiration for you. Not that they're the only ones who do.
Gracias, senorita. I will remember that.
I hope you will. Come on, we'll go in and see them.
See.
Here's Cisco to see you, darlings.
Howdy, Cisco. Well, howdy, howdy. How's Pancho doing with my cafe, Cisco?
Well, he is selling a great deal of food, Senor Theodore. To himself.
How can he eat so much?
I will pay for the food he eats before we leave. He's keeping track of it.
Oh, forget the bill, Cisco. He's doing me a big favor. And you've done me a big favor.
Yep, me too.
I have done nothing, senores. But if you think I have, I am going to ask you to do me a favor in return.
Well, name it, Cisco.
That's all you got to do.
I would like you both to consider running just one cafe instead of two.
Just one?
Him and me in together?
You'd do a much better business that way.
See, you would. And I'm sure that if you both made up your minds, you would get along very well together.
I don't know, Cisco.
Well, I don't know either.
Do not give me an answer right now. Think it over for a while. I will come back later.
I'll go to the outside door with you, Cisco.
Gracias.
Cisco.
Si?
Wait a minute. I want to hear what they say.
As you wish, senorita.
Maybe we have been a couple of old fools, Theodore.
Well, maybe so, Robert.
I'm getting sick of all this bickering.
So am I.
Maybe we could do better by pitching in together and running just one cafe.
Wouldn't wonder but what we could.
With you washing dishes and me cooking.
What? You cooking?
Why, sure. You don't know nothing about cooking.
I don't. Well, by thunder, you flea-bitten old maverick.
I can cook better than you can.
Yeah, somebody get my gun, quick.
Oh, dear, I guess it's hopeless.
Do not worry about it, senorita. It is natural for them to quarrel. That is their happiness. Well, adios, and good luck.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
We come back to Pine Flats soon, no?
We are coming back to Pine Flats next month, amigo.
Uh-huh.
We promised we would come back for Senor Theodore's birthday.
Pancho thinks that's what you promised Senor Theodore, Cisco, but Pancho also thinks we come back for another reason, too.
What reason is that, Pancho?
So Cisco can see Senorita Sarah?
Oh, well, possibly.
Oh, well, possibly.
Pancho, quieto.
Quieto, Cisco.
You must be sure to get Senor Theodore some very nice birthday presents, Pancho.
Pancho already got Senor Theodore a birthday present.
You did?
Uh-huh.
When did you get him a birthday present, amigo?
Last night.
Last night?
Si.
Well, what was the present, Pancho?
Pancho gets Senor Theodore a custard pie.
Oh, but Pancho, that is not the kind of a birthday present to give anyone.
Pancho, know.
Besides that, a custard pie will not keep until his birthday next month.
Pancho think of that after Pancho get the custard pie, Cisco.
So?
So, Pancho eat the pie himself.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Thank you. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.